We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Terry Jones, Associate Editor of Investors Business Daily. The new numbers are out from IBD and Technometrica Market Intelligence, showing a decline in consumer optimism. It's now back in pessimistic territory, dropping nearly 6 points. And Terry, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me again.
We saw a huge surge last month, and now it seems to be settling back a little bit. Still better than most months we've checked recently, but now it's at 45 instead of 50.8, which was barely in positive territory. What's the main reason for the slide back into the negativity?
Well, I guess there's a lot. The wrangling over the bailout certainly didn't help. The big jobs decline for November of 533,000 jobs. That was a very, very nasty number, and I'm sure that hurt as well. And I think the announcement by the National Bureau of Economic Research that we had entered a recession, not in recent months, but in fact last December. That certainly didn't help people's outlook at all. And so I think you add it all up, and the amount of pervading gloom in the economy right now is pretty great. And it was a big wall to climb at the end of, at the end of a pretty tough November to expect people to think that they would be a little bit more positive than they were. But I'm surprised, frankly, that the number wasn't worse than it was, even though it did show a pretty big drop.
Terry, regular listeners will know that the overall number is made up of the average of three subcomponents: a six-month economic outlook, a personal financial outlook, and confidence in federal economic policies. The number overall is dragged down considerably by the number in confidence in federal economic policies. The other two kind of average out pretty close to 50, but confidence in economic policies at 36.2, and it's been there for a while. No demographic group in positive territory. Does this suggest that there's not a whole lot of confidence in how Congress is handling this crisis?
It certainly does to me, and I think it's reflective of polling numbers you see elsewhere in terms of confidence either in the president or in Congress, which are at or near record lows. The fact of the matter is people are looking at government with a jaundiced eye these days. And the only positive thing out of this index, if you're a federal policy person, is that the federal policy component this month was barely moved. It was down just 0.5%, probably largely because it's pretty much in the basement already. I think people are confused. That's the impression we get in talking to people and multiple contacts with them through our letters section and whatnot. They're confused about what the government is doing right now and what the end result is going to be, and I think that confusion shows in these numbers.
Personal financial outlook and the six-month national outlook dropping pretty significantly, both more than 8 points this month. Is it the same factors we talked about earlier, or is something in particular driving that?
Yeah, I think in both cases that's what's going on. I think the main thing is the jobs number. We've lost 1.25 million jobs in just 3 months, and over 2 million this year. That's a lot of jobs to shed, and I think it affects people's psychology very seriously. And we're seeing that right now when we look at retail sales numbers coming in, and they're coming in pretty much negative across the board. And we hear all sorts of bad things from companies. Where the airline industry is expecting $2.5 billion in losses this year. We're trying to play a guessing game of which automaker will declare bankruptcy first. So the atmosphere right now for any kind of thinking about the economy and any sort of trend in optimism is not a good one.
About 30 seconds left here, Terry. And one of the things we've noticed in breaking down the demographics month after month, and you've mentioned this recently as well, is that despite whatever party it seems to be gaining traction or momentum, Republicans are optimistic folks. It doesn't seem it's that way anymore.
No, it's really the case that the Republicans have fallen out of bed, and this might be a big reversal of the earlier trend. It seems as long as President Bush was in office, Republicans were very, very bullish, and the Democrats were completely negative. And now, since November, we've had a flip-flop. The Republicans have become very negative, and the Democrats have become very positive. So, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out in the coming months, particularly as Obama's administration gets underway, and he's faced with the tough decisions that he's going to be faced with.
Terry, unfortunately, our time is up. As always, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, Greg.
Terry Jones is Associate Editor at Investors Business Daily. For more details on the monthly optimism survey, go to investors.com. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. A reminder to get the best of Dateline Washington 24 hours a day at dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.